let's give the teenagers a big God bless you. Amen. God bless you all in Jesus' name. You shall all be great in life. Lift up your hands, every teenager in the church. I declare in the name of Jesus, from today, receive global visibility. Your voices will be heard all over the world. Receive great insights, great wisdom, spiritual strength, and you will continually serve God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. You know, when the brother that is to lead us in the spoken word greeted every one of us, some of us did not follow that greeting. So but you know, that's a teenage way of greeting themselves. Not so. Let's appreciate them again. And I love the t-shirts. I dare to become. Hallelujah. I want to thank God again for God's servant, Reverend Dr. Tammy, and the family for this privilege to be here. Personally, I've been blessed being part of this service. Because whenever God gives you, if I let me say this to every one of you, whenever you are given a topic to teach on or to preach on, know that you are the first beneficiary of that topic. That's the truth. So whenever you get an invitation to speak, know that that is what God wants to do in your life. So I came to Abuja because God wants to prosper me, and God will prosper you also. If you that say a big amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you again thus far. You've helped us. We pray that this will not just be words, but there will be manifestations. Thank you, Father. Particularly in this time in our nation when things are not going as planned, we look up to you, Lord, that you will prosper us. You will prosper the men, the women, and our children. Thank you, Father. I pray that same grace over your servant, Reverend Dr. Tammy, will be over my life in a double portion. That your people will receive your word, and it will not fall to the ground. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. So let me go straight, because since I came to Rehoboth International Center, I've been learning a lot. And if there's something I've learned here, it's time management. So let me go straight to the message, so that it's something I'm taking back home. Praise the Lord. So we have been looking at escalated prosperity, and we've laid the foundation. And today we want to go further. The first thing we said, that the secret to prosperity is not first of all work. The secret to prosperity, first of all, is not even planning. The secret to prosperity is the mercies of God. Except God shows you mercy, you might not even wake up. Are you getting me now? So before you say, let me go and do, if you don't wake up, can you walk? So can I tell you that if you have the mercies of God, it's far better. Because one day mercy can pay for the next 100 years. Somebody shout mercy. So it's the mercy of God. Number two, we looked at last week, is what we call meekness. Meekness, and that is the covenant that goes with prosperity. Tithing is not just what you give to church. Tithing is a covenant of God over your life. So you are not tithing, you are not under God's covenant. Giving, we talked about it. We talked about the issue of savings. We talked about the issue of giving to God's servant. I think it was Wednesday I heard that New Life Baptist Church Abuja will be 15 years. Can we appreciate the Lord? 15 years. Wow. And I know there are some churches that are not here today. So can we appreciate the Lord again for that? And I heard that we'll be having appreciation for God's servants. Can I encourage you to not to miss it? Amen. Because giving to God's servant and giving to even the pastors, not just when it's time for appreciation, is a covenant of blessings over your life. Beloved, when you surprise your pastor and he says, as you go, you are blessed. Fasting and prayer cannot pay for that one. Amen. And I talked about also giving to our parents. And I said that when you give to your parents, that tiny voice of, my pikin, God bless you. Is stronger than anything in life. And teenagers, lift up your hands. You will give to mommy and daddy. Out of the allowance, you will bless them also. Somebody say, Pastor, you just shot my ration. You know. But those are the ways we get blessed. Today, I want to go deeper into the third one. There are five M's I want to share, and let's see how the Lord will help us today. So today I want to share on what I call, and this is what I think many of us know, but I'm going to share it today. I call it the multiple streams of income. The multiple streams of income. So it's a business summit, and then I'm going to release God's blessing also upon our life. Can we turn our Bible again to Malachi chapter 3, where we'll be looking at Malachi chapter 3. Let's go to verse 14 or verse 11. So give us Malachi 1 verse 11. He says, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your field will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Praise the Lord. So from that passage, you discover that these people were not just into one kind of means of living. Give us that verse 11. It says, I will not let insects destroy your what? Your crops. Is that singular or plural? That's plural, not so. It means that God is saying to us that if we need to prosper, give us that text again, we need to be involved in multiple streams of income, which means that there are some things your eyes must be open to. But let me explain multiple streams of income. Multiple streams of income does not mean that I just want to be doing multiple things. Because you can be doing multiple things and it can lead to multiple stress. Praise the Lord. If one of the ways that tells you that you are not doing multiple streams of income is that when you are doing many things and you are becoming, like my mommy gave that, daddy's BP was low, but it means that you are not involved in multiple streams of income. Multiple streams of income means that where you are, God open your eyes. Are you hearing me now? Where you are, God does what? God opens your eyes. Which means that in that office, God just opened your eyes to something. Which means that in that business, God just opened your eyes to something. You know, it's multiple streams of income that will make someone that starts selling akara. Is it akara? You say it, call it in Abuja. What do you call it? Ose? Kose? Okay. It's multiple streams of income that will let people say, maybe tomorrow I should add a pap to it. Are you understanding now? It's in that area of business God opens our eyes to multiple streams of income. So, I'm going to be sharing with you four things under these multiple streams of income that will definitely be a blessing to your life. Now, listen, beloved. I believe so strongly that whatever capital or wealth you have today, God is about to multiply it. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. So which means that with what you are doing, God wants to give you something else to be doing. And that is what we refer to multiple streams of income. And I want you to know that it's possible. I want you to know that even in this period we are as a nation, it is possible. And I'm also letting you know that that multiple streams of income, it will start from where you are. I mean, that's that place you are. Oh my God. I pray for someone. May God give you eyes that see. Because I'm telling you that multiple streams of income is in that street you are passing every day. It's in that office. It's in that business. But your eyes just need to be open. Someone here, your eyes will be open. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, what are the things you need? Because I'm not going to go into the multiple streams of income, like do this business or no, I'm not going to that. I just want to share with you four things that personally I've learned. I might not be an expert, but at least these are the things I learned a little. And today I'm going to be sharing from my heart to you. Before I got the call to seminary, I was involved in business. I was an entrepreneur, let me put it that way. So I was involved in pick. I was working with a pick make distributor office. So what it entails is that every month you are supposed to sell a truckload of pick make. And a truckload of pig meat sometimes contains close to 2,000 pieces. That's liquid, 1, 2, 3. And when we got the offer, you know, there are sometimes you get an offer to a job, you're excited until you start the job. You just discover that, it's not what I thought, you know. So, 2,000 pig meat, I was excited. I think the next day I went to the streets and trying to meet people to buy, and I discovered that they were not buying. So in a week, I was selling 3-4 cartons of pig meat from a truckload of 2,000 pieces. Now, if you have been involved in distributor market before or marketing before, you know that in OSE is turnover. In fact, as a distributor, you don't mind selling below cost price. What you are interested, are you getting me now, is a turnover. So in a year, you are expected that in a month, you are supposed to sell 4 trucks of loads, of pick that part, and then which means that in a year, it's close to 24. So if I'm selling 4 pieces in a week, tell me how many years do you think it will take me to sell? I think maybe I will have grown some gray white hair or something like that. I'm going somewhere. Until those of you who are from Warri, I won't call the name of the market. It's a funny name. You know, I don't know whether you have a funny name in Abuja here, but it's a funny name called Igbudu Market. How many of you are from Warri or from Delta? Okay. Do you know Igbudu Market? So one day I went to Igbudu Market. And when I went there, I discovered something. See, there is money in this country. Not the one they are stealing, no. I mean, there's money in markets. There's a particular place they call Nupe. I don't know if you have a place like that. The 4 pieces of pig meat. Eh? Let me don't jump. Let me just flow with this. So I got to the place and I discovered that people were buying these things. I discovered I'll go to a man's shop and somebody will be ordering for, give me 20 cartons. Give me 40 cartons. And I was like, hey God, have mercy. I need to enter this thing. I need to enter this game. Someone here, you will enter into that game. See, let me tell you the truth. This thing you are saying, these people, they are not buying. This product is not selling. You have not entered the right place. You have not. In this Abuja, you will find that place. Yeah. Say amen to that. Oh. That's your product. You are saying, they are not buying. There's a place in Abuja. So I entered and that was where I learned loyalty. Market people, they are loyal. I met a woman. I said, do you know when you meet somebody who wants to say, oh boy, you're fine. No, thank God for your life and everything. But, you know, when there's a discussion and there's a but, what has happened to your faith? You are not following. What has happened to your faith? You say, I like you. Thank God for your life. How much is the product? The product is 5,000 in the market, but because of you, I will give you 4,800. Okay, but I have a place I used to buy. So I continue for months, but I know that I need to be in that game. So I met a man, I'll mention his name because we are still close and I'll ever thank God for his life. Mr. Eze. So Mr. Eze, you know, sometimes, you see, let me tell you the truth. When you see millionaires, you will never know them because their size. New Life Abuja, you are blessed. Amen to that. Amen. You might not even know that you are sitting close to a millionaire in this church. You may not even know. Because their size. Have you entered those markets, you see how they dress. You'll be thinking that is the boy you are buying from. Until you discover that, that is our girl. So Mr. Eze just, I think God showed me mercy. Oh, somebody shout mercy. Mercy. That day, God showed me mercy. So Mr. Eze just took me to his shop and then we started talking. I said, okay. I'm telling you a true life story. Remember, how many cartons have been thinking of supplying? How many? How many do I normally sell in a week? 4. Mr. Isaac say, okay, are you ready? Can you give me 100 cartons? Now. Not tomorrow. Give me 100 cartons now. And he then says, sit down there. You know, I'm telling you a true life story. If you know these people that are into business, I don't know how they do that calculation. They just sell, put money. I don't know how they do it. So he says, sit there, count your money. Count your money. In a shop, sir. I was counting million. In a small shop. The shop is not big like the City Mart. Bro, it's a small shop. After counting, he now said, okay, this is your money. Take the money. But he did something. And that's where I'm going to. He now put an extra 50,000. So, because this is my first time of receiving that kind of money, because before I received 2,000. I received 2,000, and the 2,000 was his abeg. So when I discovered that I was receiving close to 2M or so, I quickly ran so that he would not change his mind. I just ran to the bank. True life story. When I got to the bank, I discovered that it was more than the money. And of course, you know, we always return back, you know. They have been detailed. So when I got back and I returned the 50,000, he said something. He said, this money you returned, I was only testing you. From today, I will buy more than 100 cartons. Then Mr. Eze took me to a woman called 777. That, you know, they have coded names. And that's how I entered that market. And that's how I started selling trucks of pick mix. When I was going back, when I was going to seminary, when I got to Ori, I wanted to turn back. True life story. I wanted to turn back because you know what turn back to. I wanted to turn back because I was thinking of the boss was saying, don't go. In fact, can you be going to Ogbomosho every day from Warri? We'll pay your transport. If I were not called to ministry, and if we're not called to ministry, we know where we'll be today. Not pride. So, I've discovered that true prosperity comes with 4 things. Number one. Sorry, forgive me that I write a lot. For me, it's therapy for me. I think the only thing I've not written on in our house is my wife's pot. But I write everywhere. So the first thing is, if you want to really, really prosper, the first arrow is relationship. Say relationship. Relationship is the capital for prosperity. Relationship is the capital for prosperity. If I can trust you, the day there is an opportunity in the boardroom, I will call you. I will call you. That is why, beloved, in church, I'm not saying that we should pretend, but I'm saying is that be careful. The way you talk, the way you dress, the way you approach people, because you might be speaking with the next Mr. Eze that can refer you. I'm here today because of relationship. And wherever I will be tomorrow in life will be based on someone's recommendation. Relationship is the key, sir. Relationship will bring money to you. I listened to someone teaching on finance, and he was saying that Uber, we use the word boat in I don't know the one you use in Abuja. Is it boat? They say boat does not own any car of their own, but they are the largest car owners or dealers, but not their own. Why? It's a form of relationship. Let me tell you, beloved, you can be so wealthy and not own a shop. Still in Nupe, I discovered three categories of people. I discovered that mommy. There are some people in the morning, they don't have shop in that market. They don't have shop. They don't have shop in the Gudu. Say Gudu. So I remember. They don't have shop. There are some people also in that market, they have shop and their shop is full of goods. In the morning, somebody will walk to. You see, it is you that think that you need money to start business. It is you that is thinking that way. There's someone in the market, sir. He will wake up in the morning. All he needs to do is that he looks for the customer. And when you meet him, he will say, what do you want to buy? What do you want to buy? Has it happened to you? Does it happen here? Yeah. What do you want to buy? I want to buy this thing. He will use a rented shop. He will say, sit down here. It's not his shop. Sit down here. I'm coming. Let me go to the warehouse. It's not his warehouse. Omo Ibo. And he will bring. So my question is, why will someone release his goods to him or her? Relationship. Yes, listen, you can buy anything in this world with relationship. You can buy anything in this. In fact, you can travel anywhere. You know, it was when I came to Abuja, I discovered that one of our brother, let me advertise you, but you're going to pay for it, that is in is Rwanda and also Carol. You know, with him now, I know I can fly. I'm not saying that I will not pay him, but he has to give me the best price. His relationship. Look at the person sitting by you and say, I honor you. I just thank God for your life. I thank God for your life. Thank God for your life. Say, I respect you. I respect you. If I tell you, you are wonderful. You are wonderful. They tell you, you might be my Mr. Eze. You might be my Mr. Eze. You know, yesterday, Bro Paul had been taking us around Abuja. And Bro Paul said something. I know he did not realize what he said. He said, someone is coming from Port Harcourt and is looking for someone to take him around. You didn't have to go to the... You know, there are some people in the airport looking for people. Not so. But relationship. Prosperity is relationship. Dangote will only work with people he trusts, whether he like it or not. So can I tell you, beloved, you see, time is going now. Let me be fast. Can I tell you, beloved, build relationship. Don't be interested in what you will get. Don't be interested. In fact, let me tell you the truth. There are some people in my life that I must send them greetings every first day of the month. And many of them do not reply. Some of them even reply middle of the month. Once they reply, I'm happy. Those that don't reply, I'm still happy. There are some of you now, when you say, he did not reply me, I'm not sending again. Do you know that that can be a test? Is it possible that the 1 million naira you are looking to start your business is the person sitting by you? And the person is saying, don't bring collateral. What do you call that thing in a bank? Don't bring collateral. You are proving that I can trust you. And he gives you that money. I want to build more relationship. Relationship is a capital for prosperity. Lift up your two hands. May God bring the right people your way. And I plead with God, as your hands are lifted up, when they come your way, may you not miss that opportunity. Anybody here, you are into contract, lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. I'm into contract. I pray for you, sir, and I pray for those of you lifting up your hands. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy. Can you stand, all of you? Stand. I prophesy over you that someone you have helped 10, 5 years ago, may they remember you this month. May they remember you this month. I just got that in my spirit. Receive the favor of remembrance. in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. Be seated. God bless you. Relationship. Relationship. Many of us, what we have is Facebook followers. Having 5,000 followers does not translate to having one solid. Not 5,000 followers. One solid. And that one solid, he does not look at your picture because it does not matter to him. He does not look at anything. He's just looking for trust. Ah! He's not even looking at whether you are wearing. He's just looking at once he can trust you or she can trust you, you are made for life. Relationship is the capital for prosperity. Solomon did not work anything, sir. It was an inheritance. I hope you know that David had many children. True of us. But Solomon, I can trust Solomon. Let me move on because of time. I think I have 10 more minutes so I can have the privilege to preach next week. Okay. E is excellence. Excellence. God looks at the heart, but man looks at what? The outward appearance. When we came to Abuja in August, this August is looking as if it has been long. We had some of the brethren in the church that we started. In fact, the first thing was that we got a gift of, watermelon. Watermelon also. And, what is this? Why is this one escaping me again? What's the one that looks, is it smoothie? The one that looks creamy. I can't remember again. But there's this particular one that, I can't mention the person now, but the person has to be. Did they pay for all this advert I want to be doing, you know? But there's this one that was just unique. I think we should, I don't know where the person puts it to our shop. I think I want you to patronize that person today. It's all so different. I said, this thing is so different too. The one in Port Harcourt, it's like this one, it's like there's pineapple, there is this thing, there is, you know. I said, tell the person I need 4-4. And since I came, I've taken 4-4, 4-4. That's how many. I've taken close to 16. Imagine 100 persons taking 16 bottles. Excellence. That's where excellence. Well, some of you say, whether they like it or not, just put everything there. After all, God will bless me. No, it's God that sees your heart. But the people, your customers, what are they seeing? It's the excellence. Let's build on excellence in anything we are doing. Build on excellence. Look well. Look smart. Look. Amen. Okay, everybody look at me now. Praise the Lord. Say it and say it because I'm a man of God with every humility. Amen. Mommy, can you tell whether I have 1 million naira check in my distance? Can you tell? Can't tell. Excellence. You see, there's a way you will dress. You can enter anywhere in life. But there's a way you will dress. They'll say, stay at the gates. Stay at the gates. You know. What I'm saying is that excellence, so relationship is a capital for what? For prosperity. Excellence is the access to prosperity. Is the access. Is the access. So whenever you want to prosper, whatever, you need access. Your access is excellence. A, ability. I got this wrong when I was growing up. I see if I'm old, but I got it wrong. But I can't say that I have the formula to prove it, but I saw it actually when I was involved in marketing. And also I've seen it in ministry. Write this down. 99% of what you need in life is within you. 1% is just outside. 99%. How many of you, look at me, how many of you know that your mouth can bring prosperity? True of us. And the same mouth can do what? Oh, you didn't get me. I want to hear your response. I said the same mouth can give you prosperity. True of us. If you believe, say amen. Amen. But the same mouth too can do what? Can destroy you. How many of you believe that this is the same hand that we used to eat Gary Beggary? Eh? The same hand can also do what? Can bring prosperity. How many of you know your leg? You know, I don't like to say this because not everybody likes football. But the way they are prizing people now with their leg, it's unbelievable. Sometimes I wonder why I'm wasting this leg. I was hearing recently, though he didn't leave his club, I think it's Victor Osimhen or something like that. I was hearing that a club in Saudi Arabia was saying that we're ready to give him, if he converts the money, he'll be earning 1 billion every week. I looked at my leg. I said, this leg. The same leg. I wish I knew what I've been playing football since. Amen. Some people, when they make use of their head, their brain, what comes out is unbelievable. But the same brain, we are using it for things. Lift up your hands. Your hand is blessed. Amen. Your head is blessed. Amen. Your leg is blessed. Amen. Your body is blessed. Amen. Every part of you is blessed. Amen. Your mouth is blessed. Amen. Your nose, your eye is blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, your whole body is blessed. Amen. Lift up your hands. Your mind is blessed. Amen. Your spirit is blessed. Your heart is blessed. In the name of Jesus. It's blessed. That's why, oh my God. Oh my God. That's why, I don't want to hear that I wake up one day and the dream I had is that they are pursuing me. I don't want to hear that kind of dream. The kind of dream. Because the same way those things are pursuing me, I want to dream that instead of pursuing, we should be dreaming good dreams. Is there anything bad? I know the reason we dream all those bad dreams. Check it very well. Check the last two things you did before you slept. Is the reason you dreamt that way? You have watched Sharuru. There's one movie like that. Ultimate Power. I don't know some teenagers do not know that movie. I don't think they were born then. But you know, there is no way you read Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 10 to 11 every night, you will not dream of prosperity. There's no way. There's no way you will not be reading a particular passage before you sleep. You will not dream of. See, listen. Let me share this with you. It's a deviation. Listen. You literally do not sleep. At night, it's only your body that sleeps. Your mind does not sleep. Your spirit does not sleep. So if you don't start feeding them with prosperity thoughts, you will wake up every day and it's like, are you getting me now? You will prosper. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's a brother in our church. You will know him, brother Iyanyi. Young brother. One day, he sent me a message. And he said, young teenager, just like my brother. In fact, even younger. One day, I think he was in church. My wife was in church or he was sending me a text. He said, apart from me and Dango. Yes, I saw it on his Facebook page. He posted on his Facebook page. He said, apart from me and Dango, say, who else again is the richest people in the world? I had to call him. I wanted to say your pastor is there. Don't say who is he. But I said for him to even think that him and Dangote are equal, this one will go far. Can I tell you that Dangote is not the richest person in the world? Do you know the richest person in the world? You are. You are. It's just that you have not allowed it to enter you. My time is... If I walk to somebody now in this church, it's just that there's no time. If I walk to somebody to this church and said, this week, God will bless you with 1 billion, the person will be laughing. Do you know why he's laughing? Pastor. If you walk to an unbeliever and say you get 1 billion naira contract, he might literally follow you home because he wants to know it. See, any money that does not enter your spirit will never enter your account. It will never. Your mind is your first bank. It's your first bank limited before it gets into Access Bank or whatever bank. So any money you have not allowed to enter, it will not enter. Praise the Lord. I have good news, and I say it by faith. As the Lord liveth, in the next 5 years, Railboat International Center, the youngest amongst us will be millionaires. Mark my word, write it down, in the next 5 years. In the next 5 years. Gone in the days we want to ask for something and we'll be, you know, talking and talking. Like Reverend Dr. Adeleke will say sometimes, somebody will just say, excuse me, Pastor. Don't bother. He just writes it down. Would that not be better? Good. The last one before we round up today is what I call location. Relationship is the seed for prosperity. Excellence is the access. Ability is what I refer to as the power for prosperity. Location is the positioning. So I want to end by telling you the story. So when I started the picnic business, I was going around estates, going around many places to sell. I never knew that there's a place called Nupe in Warri, where I used to sell four cartons of picnic. I never knew that in that same Warri, there's a place you can sell 100 cartons of picnic. Everybody look at me. Is it the same location? No. Answer me. The same location? No. This month, you will arrive in your right location. Yeah. Look at me. Whatever you are doing, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that you have not been positioned well. Whatever business you are doing, there's nothing wrong with it. I want to prophesy over someone who is into internet work or something like that. Maybe you are supposed to be putting out your product in the morning and you put it in the evening. It's all about location. It's all about location. And that's one prayer I want to pray for every member of the church, that the Lord will locate you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't follow people to say, Nigeria, there's nothing, no, this Nigeria, dollar now is 9 what now, or is it 1,000? You know, this, bro, my sister, leave that thing. This same Nigeria, eh? This same Nigeria, in fact, this same Abuja. If I was the area, this area, it's difficult to pronounce these names, you know. Karura, there are some people who, when they wake up in the morning, they know where to go. because their customers are waiting for them. Lift up your hands. You will not miss your customers this week.
Amen.
I was struggling to sell 4 pieces of cartons of True Life. I was struggling, 4 pieces. Until God brought me to Mr. Eze and he said, 100 cartons. Whatever you have been selling in pieces, I push you into the realm of wholesalers.
Yeah.
People are looking for that product. People are looking for your services. But your path has not crossed. And I want to say that it's spiritual. Because Satan can blind you that your path with that person will not cross. It's possible that what you are selling, there's somebody in this place that is looking for it. But Satan has blinded your eyes not to see it. But this month, your path will cross.
Yeah.
See, when I mean your path will cross, I'm saying that someone here, you see, what I want to say, you might not agree, but someone here, as you are going, your car might just have a little issue, and you might just park by the way, and somebody will just come and help you. And as you are discussing, you just exchange cards. End of discussion. End of discussion. Because these things don't come like step one, step two. No, step one, step two does not give it to you. As you are doing step one, step two, something will just happen. And before you know, what's your name? I deal on this. Oh, you deal on that. Oh, that's good. Meet me there. That meet me there is meet me where your destiny is. Relationship, excellence, ability, location. This is what I'm building my life on. And the next time you see me, and the next time I see you, when we shake hands, and when we compare notes, we will know that the Lord indeed has prospered us. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. From today, receive right relationships.
Amen.
From today, receive the spirit of excellence.
Amen.
If I were you, I would stand up. From today, receive abilities.
Amen.
And from today, I pray for someone here. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but all eyes closed. There's someone here. Your CV is almost getting rotten in your wardrobe or wherever. God is saying, I will locate that CV again.
Amen.
I will locate your business again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As your hands are lifted high, may mercy speak for you.
Amen.
The mercy of God. Please look at me. There's no time. There's a brother at church, a copper that came to our church, you know, and was into tailoring. And jokingly, we just say, okay, let's be buying, you know, just to encourage this brother. You know, oh, thank you so much. God will locate you.
Amen.
He said, let's just be buying, you know, to encourage this brother that just graduated and things like that. And he continues sewing and, you know, things like that. Today, true life story. That brother here in Port Harcourt has been sending clothes to people in the U.S., in the U.K., and they have been ordering. The world belongs to God. There are people who are looking for your services in Dubai, looking for your services. You see, even me as a preacher, there are some people who are looking for my message somewhere else. Lift up your hands. The world will come looking for you.
Yeah.
And I declare, it shall be not just a month, not just a week, but I declare over your life, it will be a life of escalated prosperity.
Yeah.
In the name of God the Father,
yeah,
the Son,
yeah,
and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.